We now bring in the Hotsy Totsy, big psychiatrist, I think, from the West Coast, Dr. Carol Lieberman, three-time Emmy Award-winning psychiatrist and commentator, to talk about her new book, Bad Girls. Dr. Lieberman, how are you?
Fine, thank you, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Are you a bad girl?
I have my bad points, but I'm trying to be reformed.
You were telling me that Bad Girls is a follow-up to a successful book you had written called Bad Boys?
Yes. I wrote a book called Bad Boys, Why We Love Them, How to Live with Them, and When to Leave Them. And, of course, at the time, guys were saying, when are you going to do Bad Girls? And what I found is that, interestingly enough, what made women go for Bad Boys was a dysfunctional relationship with their father. All 12 different types of dysfunctional relationships that steered them towards the 12 different types of bad boys. And when I did research into bad girls, and I interviewed over 100 men for this book, I found that bad girls also had a dysfunctional relationship with their father, and they, in fact, went on to date bad boys who then hurt them and hardened their hearts. And that's what makes a bad girl. It's a woman who has been hurt by men so much that she has given up ever feeling loved for herself, ever feeling lovable.
Okay.
And instead she's going after something from a man to get something, like a gold digger goes for gold,
yeah.
An addict goes for an enabler, and so on.
So no matter what happens, Dr. Lieberman, we men are still at fault.
Right.
Come on, give us a break, will you hear? Holy mackerel.
Well, you know, it just shows how important it is, even for the men, actually. I mean, for bad boys, it was the mothers, their relationship with their mother that was dysfunctional and that turned them into these different types of bad boys. But, you know, also for the men, what was really interesting was that one of the things that made a man particularly vulnerable to be hurt by a bad girl would be when he had a father who didn't teach him about, you know, what it was like, what women you marry, what women you just have sex with, and so on. And of course, his relationship with his mother is extremely important as well. Mothers who are either too close, or make mama's boys, so that the guys are used to following and doing whatever a woman wants, or the mother was absent or was not loving enough of the little boy, and that made him want to put up with or willing to put up with a woman who will break his heart as well.
Mm. And what is it that makes bad girls so attractive? I think the one phrase I see here in your literature, a man magnet.
Yes. What it is that, you know, sometimes they do, I mean, good girls will ask, you know, how come when I call up a guy or if I ask a guy out or, you know, it chases them away? And bad girls can do the same thing, can do these same things that you're not supposed to do, but they do it with an attitude of where the guy realizes that they are never going to be as clingy or really want to get to that level of intimacy as a good girl does. And so that in itself gives them an edge. They can do it in a very self-confident kind of way. I mean, it's a faux self-confidence because really we know that they're hurting inside, but they have this self-confidence that they portray that's very attractive to men. Especially when they make the man feel like he's the biggest stud on the planet.
See, well, that would be attractive. Bad Girls is the title of the book, Dr. Carol Lieberman. What advice do you have for men dealing with bad girls, or did you say they should just avoid them?
Well, what I do, you know, I include stories in the book from these, you know, not all 100, but from these men who I interviewed, and so that you can actually see where, how the women laid out their hooks and how the men or why the men fell for them. And what I do is, I first of all, I identify 12 different types of bad girls, 12 dangerous damsels, like besides the dole digger and the addict, there's the sex siren, the sexual withholder, the married woman on the prowl, the husband stealer, and so on. The worst one is the bad girl scorned, who, like the woman in Fatal Attraction, either stalks or gets revenge on her man. So what I do is I identify, I make it clear to men what each of these types are and how they will go about getting them. And, of course, it's up to them whether they still want to take the chance. And my goal isn't to turn good girls into bad girls, but I do tell them some of the ways, at the end of the book, I sort of lay it out as to how, you know, make it easy to see from these stories to that led to understanding what it is, what these tactics are, how the bad girls dress and look and act and what kind of lives they have and so on, that are all good things in a way. You know, I mean, it's not doing anything, I'm not telling women to break men's hearts, but it's things that you can learn that really, like what you just said, you know, a woman who makes a man feel like a stud, like all men want that.
Mm-hmm. And so there are some things that good girls can do to copy the bad girls, but still stay good.
Exactly.
Dr. Carol Lieberman, thank you for joining us again. The book is called Bad Girls, Why Men Love Them and How Good Girls Can Learn Their Secrets. How many hosts are using the song I'm about to use, Bad Girls, Donna Summer,
every time you're on?
It's probably not the first time you've heard it. Dr. Lieberman, thanks very much. You have a good day.
Well, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.